And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're talking show. Del Mar, San Diego show with Mike Lombard, all from the Fred Hall Show. It's going to be a fun week this week.
I'd say it's going to be a whale of a show.
Oh,
I would say it's going to be. We're having so much fun. This is it, man. This is the Del Mar Show. Such a good time. Talking fishing, talking fun, and we want to talk to you. It's been a very busy morning on the show. Our local line is totally packed up right now, but during the second hour, there's going to be shots for you to get through in that local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457 1090, but better yet, call us right now because we do have a toll-free line open. There's just one, 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. It's open right now, and not only is going to get your chance to talk to Bart, talk to Mike, talk some fun in Fred Hall, there's a great opportunity for you to get to go to the Del Mar Show for free because Bart's giving away two tickets to the Fred Hall Show Del Mar to two lucky callers. So we're going to have two winners, each going to win a pair of tickets to get in on the Fred Hall Del Mar action.
You betcha. And, you know, one of the things we talked about, the largest boat show in San Diego.
Oh, absolutely.
And no exception is West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. Kevin's going to be there.
Absolutely.
Boy, did he kill it in Long Beach.
Oh, man, what a display.
Yeah. Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, those are two of the best boats for fishing our waters.
No question.
And so that's why they do well.
Yeah, for sure. So be sure to go by and see Kevin and order your Parker because
you're not
going.
There's none on the lot.
Yeah, they're going quickly. And it was nice to see Robin Parker there too.
Oh, she's such
in
a
Long
kick.
Beach. Yeah, Robin's great.
She really is.
It was really nice to see her, and she was over talking to Seth and the guys at Kingfisher Charters because they have a whole fleet of them.
Yeah,
up
they
there.
Do.
Yeah, so that was cool.
Oh, I didn't know Seth he was using Parker's.
Oh,
oh cool.
Yeah, big time. That's like, you know, it's a hardcore boat. Hey, look who's on the line, Captain Al Clowers. What's up, Al?
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
Hey, Al's doing great. What's going on with Al Clowers?
Boy, man, I'll tell you, I've had a really busy week. You know, I know you got Mike on there. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Mike. He's called me a few years to go up to the show and do seminars, but I'm so busy during these 2 weeks working, it's really hard to get up there. But I think next year I'm going to get a booth and I'll be up there. So
I haven't done a good enough job, Al, because you haven't been there yet.
No, these 2 weeks are, I mean, this month, really, I do like 40 trips this month every year. So
Easter week,
I'm slammer.
Right?
But anyway, I just got off a week. I did about 16 trips with two boats from the lake, lobster, and offshore for the cod. And I'll tell you what, everything's biting. You know, no pelagics. I didn't get on that yellowtail stuff. But the lakes are kicking out a bunch of big fish, El Cap and Otay. It's phenomenal fishing out there. I did a couple doubles out there. And then I got out lobster fishing last Saturday during that rain, Pete. And the big ones are on the crawl big time.
Nice.
So if you want to get out and get a few, I think you got till Wednesday.
Yep.
But, yeah, the lobsters were crawling really good. And I had a family out there dealing with the rain. And we had, I think, 14, and only one of them we measured.
Wow.
And, they were nice fatties. And then, you know, the local, I've been doing a bunch of little half-day trips with people with the passports down to the islands, and the reds are just on fire down there. I've had multiple days of 25 big 3 to 5 pound reds. It's crazy.
Nice.
Fishing down there.
Great fishing.
You know, I fished even yesterday. You know, I asked them, hey, it's gonna be raining, you know, you want to go? Oh yeah, let's still go. I got down there, it was bumpy and lumpy, and they were still biting. It's just phenomenal. And the bay's biting. You know, the back bay is getting ready to pop with the bonefish. I got people standing by to go catch the bonefish and stuff, but it's just the water temperature is nice and cold, and with these storms they haven't really got moving yet. But I'll tell you, man, I'm pretty blessed, and it's just fun fishing out there, you know, and And I do got a day off. I'm taking the grandkids up to the show, so you'll see me up there walking around with two little Groms and you know, over here at Captain Clower Stars. It's just a fun deal, you know.
Fantastic, Al. Well, sure, if somebody wants to go fishing with Captain Al, how do you do it?
You can call me direct at 619-800-FISH-3474 or go to my website at CaptainClowers.com.
All right.
And, hey, I sealed that deal with Roop, Pete.
It's a done deal.
Done deal. I signed the last document yesterday.
Yeah, well, does that mean you can announce what you got?
Yeah. You know, so I'm going to be fishing off a beautiful 36-foot Riviera, all permitted and everything, and starting doing six-packs as soon as I can get the Fish and Game number. I'm going to go pick it up next week.
Nice. Wow, and this, is a, this is a boat that a very good friend of mine, Chris Roop, put together, and it's been his personal boat. He sold it. And it is dialed.
Immaculate.
I can tell you it's absolutely super dialed. So, Al, that's going to be a great six-pack for you.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm even going to step it up a few notches, and I'm going to call that sonar guru guy. I forget his name. They does all the sonar for all the long-range boats. I'm going to put the side scan in there, too.
Sweet.
So
that'll be a sweet ride, Al.
It's going to be cool. We have to go fishing on it, boys.
Yep. Okay, we'll see you at the show, Al. Congratulations on the new boat. And
absolutely.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, a lot of stuff going on. Fines are packed. Let's go ahead and jump into it.
Sounds good to me, buddy. How about we talk to Mark? He's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, I just want to know, I never been to a Fred Hall fishing show or anything. I just want to know how many days it'll take me to go through the whole thing.
It depends on how much you want to really learn. If you want to go to every lodge and get all the information, and you want to go to all of the manufacturers and go through everything, it's going to take you a full day at Del Mar.
So only take me a day.
I think so. If you spend a good 8-10 hours there. Now the thing is that there's 200 seminars that rotate around. So if you want to see different guys, you may have to come back a couple of times to get the information that you need. Where are you from?
I'm from Rhode Island.
Oh, you are. So you're new out here.
No, I'm not new out here. I've been out here since 1986.
And you've never been to a Fred Hall show?
Oh, man.
No, I never knew it existed. I never knew you guys existed until about a year ago. Wow. That's a little less than a year ago.
We're doing a terrible job.
Well, he found us, and therefore he found you. So you need to come to Del Mar for sure. Because once you come, you'll always be there.
Mark, if you're
I'm going to come Sunday with my wife, but I'm thinking about coming Thursday or Friday by myself.
That's a good plan. You come Thursday or Friday, there could be good deals there. You can go and really check out all the deals and figure everything out and see some seminars. And then when you come with your wife, you can go see all the shows and stuff. There's a lot of stuff she's going to love to have. Good. You know, the Sporting Chef Cafe and the Dock Dogs and the Duck Races and all that stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun.
What are the hours?
Yeah, John Petty, custom goldsmith.
The gold. Yeah, your wife's going to want to see
that. I'll
tell
you what, man. Yeah.
It's a dangerous place to bring your wife, but a really good one. She'll love it.
Yeah. What are the hours, Bart?
Well, Thursday and Friday it's noon till 8. Saturday it's 10 till 8, and Sunday it's 10 till 6.
Okay, so plenty of time there. And come on by the Let's Talk Hookup booth, Mark. I'd love to meet you, and always nice to hear from our listeners. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right, now let's find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report by the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. And this catch report sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Don't forget, Fish Pros the Market will be at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show with an incredible buy on their famous smoked wahoo, tuna, their tuna burgers, and more. Stop by, taste it. I guarantee you're going to be hooked. That was the best neighbor we could ever have. They're right across from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and I'm not going to lie, we have a hungry crew that is going to be hitting them samples hard and often because they have such great stuff there.
Well, and then they buy a package of jerky, and you snack on it through the show. You
better believe it, man. Right? We are very excited to have
Bart
them.
Bart's smiling. He knows. He did it. Yeah, for sure.
I loved Bart's description of a Dave Hansen seminar, and that's you need to buckle your seatbelt. And I think you should buckle your seatbelt right now because we got the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, on the line. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, everybody. What a fun week I had. I got to take my comedy show to a bunch of clubs all week and just keep the ball rolling. And here we go right back into the Fred Hall show. This week, it's going to be spectacular. I have a phenomenal amount of stuff to give away. All my sponsors that just came through. I got a bag I can't even carry this time at the show. So make sure you come and you see me at the Del Mar show, guys. It's going to be incredible. But let's talk about the fishing this week. My good buddy Todd Manser was over at Catalina on the boardroom for a few days. He cracked his head wide open, but other than that, he had a phenomenal trip over there. He had good lobster fishing. He had very good bonita fishing on the front side of the island, and he snuck around the back, caught some nice red, white fish, and several different types of rockfish. He just had a really good time over there at the island. Lobster fishing was really good. The lobster, this is it, guys. We got 3 more days. Wednesday night's the end at midnight. And I historically have always done the best the last week of lobster season. So if you're thinking about getting a few lobsters before the Fred Hall show starts, I would definitely go. The weather looks spectacular this week. There's fish all over the place, guys. We just had a lot of wet, different kinds of weather going through this week. So don't get discouraged by the fish counts. I would definitely go fishing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then be ready to go to the Fred Hall show on Thursday because it's going to start raining again. So we'll probably see record-breaking crowds again because you can't go fishing, so you might as well come and talk about fishing and get some of those good buys that are going to be happening down there at Del Mar.
Well said, Dave. It's going to be a great time, great report, and I couldn't agree with you more, man. Everything you said, lobster right now and Fred Hall at the end of the week, going to be a very good week indeed.
No kidding. And fishdope.com, the guys will be there from Fishdope offering great deals and talking Fishdope. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW. You go up to the booth, tell them HOOKUPNOW. They're going to give you $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. You got to have fishdope.com, right, Dave?
You absolutely have to, because Danny and the boys over there at Fish Dope keep a tab on exactly what's happening and when it's happening, and they give you the information so you can go out there and be more successful.
Don't go fishing without it. Fishdope.com. Absolutely. And don't go fishing without seeing a Dave Hansen seminar this week at Del Mar.
You know, Dave, that helmet that Bart keeps talking about for your seminars, we're going to need to lend that to Todd if he's going to keep cracking his head. Down in the engine room.
That was an incredible crack.
But it was horrible. I saw the photograph, and I immediately thought of you because I knew you were going to stand in for his seminars, and I really appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, I was like, well, thank you, Todd. And I get to yell and scream even more.
Yeah.
You know, my wife, Ginny, a lovely wife of nearly 50 years, thinks Dave is great. She thinks Dave is really good for fishing.
Don't encourage him.
I know.
No, I think Dave is good for fishing. He brings a lot of people. I have to agree with Ginny.
Yeah.
As much as it hurts,
well, Dave. That makes three of us.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Wow. All right, Dave. We'll see you in Del Mar starting Thursday through Sunday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
See you, Dave.
All right. One more thing. Bart said we could talk about this today. You guys have to check out my new website. Bart, you told me the other night we could talk about this, so make sure you check out my new website, Your Saltwater Guide, guys. I got about 100 people on there already, and no complaints. Everybody's very, very happy.
Great source of information.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's a pay service now that you have, but it's well worth the
absolutely.
It's cheap.
Well, thank you guys very much, and I'll see you down there on Thursday.
All right, Dave.
Great job.
See you Thursday. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call this morning. Hey, our good buddy, and let's talk hookup. Guy, Tommy P. is on the line. Good morning, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we this morning?
Doing great. Hey, you know, I talked about it last week while we were in Long Beach that I couldn't do the Let's Talk Hookup booth and all that happens in the booth without the great crew, and Tommy P. is certainly part of that.
Thank you.
You helped me move in. You helped me move out. You're doing the same in Del Mar, and I'm very, very fortunate to just have a great group of guys that helped me out with our Let's Talk Hookup booth. Couldn't do it without you. But you looking forward to Del Mar?
Yeah, well, I was just going to say that last caller that called in said that he wants to see the show. You know, the Long Beach show, Pete, I was up there for 2.5 days, like you said, with you helping out and stuff like that. I still didn't get to see the whole show. So, I mean, it is one heck of a show. And you know, if the listeners haven't seen it up there, they need to get up there next year. But we're on the Del Mar, and Del Mar is a great show.
What kind of show is Del Mar?
Del Mar's a whale of a show.
That's right.
So, but anyway, it's always fun, and you know, I'll be there. I'll be helping you, and I'll be switching back and forth between the Friends of Rollo booth and helping you out. So I'm really looking forward to it. But it's really a fun time. Really
indeed,
fun
it time. Is. Well, you know, one thing that Tommy has, he's getting a new boat, and he's got his old boat. I wanted him to talk about this because Tommy is like, shall we say, like weird about taking care of his boat. He's the kind of guy that takes care of the boat beyond good. And I don't know why you're selling this boat, but you're selling
well,
it. Well,
right? I have to tell you, you got to ask yourself that, and you got to ask Ricky that, because when you're a boat owner, you always want something bigger and better. And this is a boat that I've had, Pete. I'm an original owner on it. It's a Pro Team, a Tracker Pro Team 175 special edition package. It's got a 50 horsepower, low four stroke, low hours on the motor, just always garage kept, but just a great little fishing boat for the lakes, which I've used for years and years. But I just want something bigger and better. So
it's never been in saltwater, right?
Never been in saltwater, galvanized trailer. I mean, the thing is, it's pretty perfect. I mean, it's a sweet little machine, a lot of extras on it and everything like that. But, you know, if anyone's interested, please, you know, give me a call if you want at 858-663-1210.
How much do you want for it, Tommy?
Well, I'm going to discuss that with the people that call me. How's that, Pete?
Get out of here.
I'm going to give it up. I'll give it up. I'm looking for $77.50.
Are you kidding
and
me?
And it's the high end of retail, but let me tell you something. You got to look at the boat.
It's like brand
and
new.
It is.
Like
I mean, and I got that price arrived through, I was talking to Rick, which you introduced me to at
Anglers.
And, you know, he kind of gave me the price, too, and agreed with it. So,
yeah. So if you want a heck of a deal and meticulously maintained by Let's Talk Hookup Tommy P, we'll back him up on that.
I appreciate it.
Come see him at the Let's Talk Hookup booth at the Del Mar Show. Or what's the phone number one more time?
One more time, 858-663-1210. I appreciate it very much, guys.
All right. We'll see you for that big show.
Let's
thanks,
go fishing.
Tommy.
Okay,
right, Chuck. See you later.
All right. The phone lines are absolutely packed. Everybody's dying to talk to Mike and Bart. We're going to do just that. Jump back into them. Dave in Spring Valley, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. My question is for Mike with Friends of Rollo. So, once again, you go on the website and you look at the application, but I'm down here in San Diego / Spring Valley. How am I going to get my kids, which is the closest landing and What half-day boat do you think we'd be fishing on?
Well, if you're here in San Diego, Howard Coolidge, who does all of our bookings, works with a number of landings. So what he finds out is what day you guys want to go on, and then he picks the landing that's closest to where you guys are. And as soon as he can coordinate a time, a date, then we'll coordinate it that way. So we try to put you as close to the landing of that has the boat available on the day you guys want to go, and that's kind of how we do it. But he runs probably out of a dozen different landings regularly. Last year, we chartered over 100 trips up and down the coast from as far south as obviously San Diego, and we went all the way up to north of Morro Bay. So we'll cover just about every area that the group is involved with.
Great, Mike. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. It is a wonderful organization.
You know, it serves a purpose that no other group does, what I'm gratified to see is the continued growth of it, and it's expanding, and we're getting more support, and every time we get more financial support, there's no limit to how many kids we can take. It's all based on how much money we can raise. So, and we do it at grassroots level. We don't have any major corporate sponsors helping us do this. This is all done, you know, $20 and $50 at a time. So
it's a pretty good deal. All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
You got it. How about Matt from Fountain Valley up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning, Matt.
Morning, fellas. How you doing?
Great.
Well, you know, I've just got a quick question here, and it's about, I went to Long Beach Fred Hall last year, and I saw Dave Hansen, one of his seminars, and it was really, really cool. And I was wondering, I don't have the schedule for Del Mar. Do you know what time Dave's going to be doing his seminars for Fred Hall Del Mar this year?
He's actually got seminars every day. He'll be doing them on both the Cousin stage and the Saltwater stage. And now, because Todd Mansard injured himself the other day, he's going to also fill in the evenings doing kite fishing seminars. So where Todd's name is, Dave will actually fill in. So if you're at the show any day, you'll have multiple opportunities to hear Dave.
And if you look at fredhall.com or this week's Western Outdoor News, you'll be able to see all the different times.
But remember, he's also in for Todd Mansour. So whenever you see Todd Mansour's name, Dave Hansen's filling in for
him. Then Dave Hansen will be filling in for Dave Hansen, too.
Yes, he'll be. Yes, yeah. Will he. He'll be doubling for Dave.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
And when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another shot for your phone calls. More great opportunity coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you've been searching for that perfect inshore and offshore boat, Defiance is the one. Go far and stay dry is the Defiance slogan. And that is exactly what you get in these overbuilt, trailerable offshore boats. Inland Boat Center has the Defiance you are looking for in stock, ready to fish. A huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom and over 300 new and pre-owned boats for everyone, family-owned and operated. Their customer service is the finest available. They take trades of all types and offer amazing financing deals. Check out Inland Boat Center's inventory of Defiance Pilot House boats online, including the Admiral 22 and the San Juan 25. Solid construction with no wood to ever rot. Defiance boats are built to last. It is the peak of the season, and the Defiance boat deals have never been better. Along with great financing, you could be fishing next week in your new boat for much less than you ever thought possible. Inland Boat Center, 681 East Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more. Or at inlandboatcenter.com. Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's katmai.com. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. If it's Cousins rods you're after, look no further. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has an incredible selection of Cousins rods, including the new Fisherman's Landing Custom Series, all at great prices. That's Cousins rods and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com. It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either two free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
XEBRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. If you want to get through, only line open right now, 858-457-1090, or there is one on 877-792-1090.
You know, we talked about the Seakeeper demo days happening today at Pierpoint Landing in Long Beach. You want to go take a ride and be amazed on the new Seakeeper boat. Go check it out today at Pierpoint Landing and jump aboard and get a test of what Seakeeper is all about. I think today's a perfect day to go test it, too. Then that boat's moving south down to Del Mar, right, Bart?
Yep, absolutely. Bing Crosby Hall.
It'll be in there, and you can check out that beautiful boat and how the Seakeeper Institute talked to Berkeley and the guys about installing a Seakeeper in your boat.
The Seakeeper display is right next to the boat.
Right next to the boat. Cool. So check that out. It's going to be quite something and really something that you want to see. Another guy that will be in Del Mar is our buddy from Fisherman's Belly, Mr. Yanni. Chef, what's going on, Yanni?
Good morning, gentlemen. What a great show. Good morning, Bart. Good morning, Mike. Great to hear you guys. I had the best time in Long Beach at the Fred Hall Show, and I'm so looking forward to going to San Diego. One of the great things that happened to me at the Long Beach Show, besides, you know, running into all my fans from Let's Talk Hookup and from the website and the internet, I ran into a gentleman from New Zealand, a fisherman. He was a vendor out there. And we started talking about kingfish, which, of course, are yellowtail. And he whips out his cell phone and shows me his favorite yellowtail kingfish recipe. So I took a look at it, and I said, wow, this is really interesting. It was a French Polynesian Fijian New Zealand recipe. And I took a look at it. I asked him to email it to me. He emailed it to me. I fell in love with it. I made a video, and that's what my new recipe is. It's called Kokoda. It's a ceviche with yellowtail, and it's made with coconut milk.
Ooh,
oh, no
sounds
kidding.
Delicious. Yeah. And it's up on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the Angler's Table page. You can see Yanni's recipe. And then Yanni, of course, also has it up. Where, Yanni?
Oh, okay. It's on my website at fishermansbelly.com. And, of course, it's on my YouTube channel at Fisherman's Belly Channel. And I've got a reference to it on my Facebook page. So check it out when you can.
Yeah, and we'll see you in Del Mar. You're going to be cooking, right?
You bet. You bet I am.
All right. Well, we'll see you at Del Mar, and we'll talk to you here in a couple weeks.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you at Del Mar.
All right. Johnny. Thanks for all the great recipes. We sure appreciate that. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
Roger in Fullerton. You're up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Hi, Roger.
Thanks for hanging in there, Roger.
Thanks. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, Pete, let's get that Seakeeper on a long-range boat. I'm ready to go.
Oh, they're talking to him.
You and me too, buddy.
Yeah. Ricky, on your 12... your Talica 12, what size line do you use, and what application do you use? Now, I've got a quick anecdote about your banana question about why it's such bad luck. Years ago in the banana trade, they overloaded the banana boats to a point where a lot of them sunk. So it was bad juju to overload your banana boat, hence it would sink. That's where it came from, I believe.
Okay, yeah, that's good info.
Yeah.
What about that
Talica? Talica 12, I like the 80-pound Max Quattro by Power Pro. I think that was like the line that was created for that reel. The Talica 12 is always a toss-up between whether you want to do 65-pound, which is going to really increase your capacity, or 80-pound, which gives you much larger, much better connection strength and also a wider variety of top shots that you can use. Max Quattro being the line that's almost as skinny as 65, but the strength of 80-pound for me is perfect. So that's what I use in my Talica 12 is that 80-pound Max Quattro by Power Pro.
All right. Hope that helps you out, Roger. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, we'd mentioned it yesterday, but I was down there yesterday at Kustler Yachts talking to Pete Giacalone, and this office that the Kona Kai Resort has available.
So nice.
It's the ultimate office.
Yeah.
It's right next to Kustler Lots. It's right on the water. It's 637 square feet. It's perfect for a yacht broker or any marine-related business. And you get to be in probably one of the best places in the world,
no
right
doubt.
There at the end of Shelter Island at the Kona Kai Resort. If you're interested in the ultimate office, 637 square feet, and you're in the marine business or you're a yacht broker or any kind of marine-related business, which could be a lot of different things. Fred Hall Show could be a marine-related business.
Yes.
There's no question about that. So call Steve Pinard at 619-246-6346 or S. Pinard, P-I-N-A-R-D, at KonakaiMarina.com if you're interested in talking to him about the office. And I'm blown away. It's actually a pretty good deal, too.
Yeah,
for
it's
for where it is and what it is, it's amazing. Let's talk about a couple of things. Let's talk about CCA and all the great stuff that CCA has going at the Fred Hall Show this week.
Well, I don't understand why everyone doesn't go right to the CCA booth out in front of the show and spend the $50 to join CCA.
Or renew your membership.
Or renew your membership, rather than going in line to buy a ticket to the show.
Yep.
It makes no sense at all. For $50, you get into the show for free, you join CCA, you're supporting a national organization, and you get instantly coupons worth over $200. You make $150 for putting your $50 down.
And what about the goodie bag?
Well, that's the goodie. And then you're entered into thousands of dollars worth of raffles.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a no-brainer. I just don't understand why there aren't thousands of people doing this.
And you're
we
doing
have an,
the right
thing. We yeah, we're doing the right thing. Yeah. You got to do this.
Yeah.
Fishing is under attack in California.
Period.
Period. I mean, we saw that with the Fishing Game Commission that we had in Long Beach and the questions and how they were answered. And you know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, this state is in, if given the opportunity, would throw fishing under the bus.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. And we need CCA. We need it here.
No.
I'm pounding the table. I'm going crazy.
Oh, it's absolutely, we need it badly, because as things get more tight and the extreme environmental groups get more funded, we need to be more funded. We need to be have our groups together.
And this is a grassroots organization. And I know all of you out there listening now are tuning out. You're going, oh, well, you know, I understand. Please, please reconsider. Go talk to the Wayne and the guys at CCA.
Yep.
Stop by the booth. Listen to it. This is a national organization. There are hundreds of thousands of people that belong to this organization across the country, and it's, we need to belong to it here in California. It's a grassroots organization. Without members, it will not succeed, and we'll be right back to where we are with no representation.
Bonus at Del Mar. You get, when you join CCA, you're going to have a chance to win a day-and-a-half trip on the Searcher.
Oh, cool.
Out of Fisherman's Landing.
Cool.
Thanks to Art and Celia for donating that, because they understand how important it is.
Great people.
Yeah,
Art and Celia
sure.
are great people.
Mike, your input on CCA?
Well, we just what Bart just said is very true. If you fish in California, you need to belong to CCA of California. That's
yep.
the bottom line. And if you're not politically active and you don't want to pay a lot of attention to this, you still should join.
Yeah.
There are
people, they'll do it for you.
There's other people that will do the legwork when necessary, but we have to have the funding. We have to have these chapters developed. We have to have more people on board. And frankly, if you're not involved, you're letting somebody else carry your load. And that's just wrong.
Yep.
Get involved.
Absolutely. Now, the other thing that's going on is the Let's Talk Hookup booth. We are having, this is the end of our big giveaway. Sign up for our email blast that we send to you every other week. We don't sell our list. We don't distribute it. It's just for our use only. Sign up for our email list, and if you're already on it, you're still eligible to sign up for this. We're giving away at the end of the show, we're giving away a Tranx 500 by Shimano. We're giving away a pair of Maui Jump sunglasses and an Anza knife, a $100 Anza fillet knife.
Am I eligible? Can I sign up? No, I don't.
Well,
think
yeah, so. If you're on the if you get on the email list,
why
not?
Okay. That's $1,000 worth of prizes, literally just for signing up for the email blast, which does nothing but tell you cool things that are going on with
yep.
Let's Talk Hookup, cool fish reports that Peter and I go on,
yep.
just things that are going on about the industry. It's all things that you would want anyways. There's $1,000 worth of prizes, and you want to talk about a no-catch thing. There is no catch. There's
no
nothing,
catch.
Nothing to it other than you
yeah.
get hooked up with some cool information.
So sign up for that email blast at our booth at the Del Mar Show, And one entry per person, please. And we'll throw away any duplicates and your original one too if you'd enter twice. So that's we just want to make it fair for everybody. And sign up for, because you'll enjoy our email blast.
But
Bill Varney does a great job writing those email blasts, and we have fun stories that go along with it, like banana stories and fishing stories and fishing information and all that.
You answered, though, a question that somebody asked me at the tackle shop just yesterday was, hey, I'm already on the email list. I've signed up. I already receive it, but I still need to go by the booth and fill out this card.
Yes.
So he's still on the email list. You're still going to continue to get it, but you need to fill out a card for this promotion, even if you're already on the list.
Because you're still eligible, and thank you for being on
our email
list. Yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
All right, how about we jump back into them, and this time we're going to talk to Lou, who's calling us from Fullerton this morning. Hi, Lou. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Lou.
Oh, Lou.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. With a nice show going. My question is, for those of us that want to come down from Orange County, L.A. County, thinking of coming down Amtrak to Solana Beach, is there a shuttle from there to the show?
No, but there's Uber.
It's
about a $5 Uber ride.
Yeah,
we're aware of that. We were just about, I try to call. I called Del Mar. They said, during racetrack season, I'm not sure what the Fred Hall people are doing. But, good enough. Thank you.
All right, Lou, we'll see you at the show. And that's a great idea, by the way, Lou, too, is take the Amtrak down. If you're in Orange County, L.A., take the Amtrak down. The Amtrak station's right there on 15th Street in Del Mar. And it's literally maybe less than $5 Uber ride. You could walk there almost.
No traffic, no nothing.
Yeah,
you actually can walk there. We have walked there.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy deal for sure. Hey, Mike, California boater card. Whether we like it or not, it's here.
It's here. And they were in both Bakersfield and Long Beach, and when I went by, it seemed like they had a pretty steady flow of people wanting to know what it's about. And they are going to be in Del Mar. They are a 20-foot booth right in the middle of the exhibit hall. And without getting into details, they can give you all of that. If you are age at this point for 2018, if you're 20 years or younger, you have to go through the course. You have to be certified and get their card to be legal to drive a boat. And then it'll gradually go over the years. 2019, that age limit goes to 25 and under. And then 2020, it goes to 35 and so on. And when we get out to 2025, then everybody will have to be certified to drive a boat in California. So that is the law. It's already in place. All that part's already been done. But if you want to get the info and find out what it's all about, just stop by California Boaters Card booth, and they'll be able to fill you in. It's not a difficult thing, but just one more thing you should be aware of.
California has done, I got to do my little two cents, such a poor job of educating people on this California Boaters Card. And thank goodness they're at the Fred Hall Show, because otherwise nobody'd know anything about this new law. And shame on California for doing such a poor job of getting the word out.
At least they're at the shows, and they were all three.
For sure.
You know?
Hey, that right there that Mike just mentioned, that's the most info that I've ever heard about. I mean, I kind of knew, like you say, it was a thing in the wind that this was a thing, but I didn't know any of those times or dates or that, you know.
You know, I'm not taking a stand one way or the other, but the fact of the matter is, when you see some of the craziness that we all see out on the water, educating people before they get behind the wheel of a boat is probably not a bad idea. For those of us that have been driving boats our whole lives, they've kind of taken that into account when they say we're going to stretch this out so it's many years before you actually have
to do it.
It's
a good thing.
It probably is. It's just the way they've gone about it and the fact that they haven't told anybody. So here's an opportunity.
Rick, you're going to need it before I will. I'm never going to need it, but you're going to need it. Yeah.
I contacted them about free airtime. They said, no, we're going to do that.
Welcome to the state of California.
Yes, indeed. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Sounds good, man. Well, they're all packed up. Everybody's excited to talk Del Mar Show, and we're going to do just that. We're going to jump right back into the phones and talk to Bruce, who's called us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys.
Hi, Bruce.
I haven't been able to find the seminar schedule for the Hobie stage.
FredHall.com.
We hope it's on FredHall.com. If it's not, we'll correct that later today.
Yeah.
And I have not been able to find it on FredHall.com.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll make sure it gets in there.
I'll tell you what. Due to some technical difficulties, that seminar schedule just got released
Take a look
over the weekend. So we're
It'll be updated.
It will be up during the week.
And we could try to get it onto our Let's Talk Hookup page. Yeah. You know, if I find it, you know, on Fred Hall, I'll share it to our Let's Talk Hookup Facebook and we'll try to blast that thing out the best we can for you, Bruce, to get all the info out so you can make your arrangements for seeing all the boys on the Hobie stage.
Thanks for pointing that out, though. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to John. He's calling us from Fallbrook this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, man. How are you?
Great.
A couple quick questions, and I'll let you move on. I have a couple fishing poles that are rated at 30 pounds. One's a Saber and the other's a Garcia. And I've got some old reels on them, and I'm looking for some possible Shimano. And my wife, her pole, I would like to get her a level wind because she's not real experienced and struggles trying to keep the line wound up level. Any suggestions?
I would say a Fred Hall show is a great opportunity. There's lots of them. If you're going to go the route of Shimano on your rods that are rated for a round 30-pound test, I would look at the new Torium HG. Probably going to be a 16, a 20, or a 30 size. It would make the most sense for you. They're not incredibly expensive. They have discounts at the show. They've got great line opportunities at the show, so that's the route I would go for there. For your wife's reel, depending on your budget, the A number one best reel for someone who is a caster but could use some assistance is that Trank, either the 300 or probably the 400 size. It'll do everything saltwater fishing. It's very easy to cast and manage. Would be a great call. If that's not quite in your budget but you're looking for a level wind reel, I would look at the Takoda, which would be a really good, you know, reel for dropping down and fishing rockfish and things like that.
Yeah, good suggestions. Go by, see Ricky at the show and jump in there. There's going to be some great deals at the Fred Hall Del Mar show. You don't want to miss it. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
All right, sounds good to me. How about Hills from Ventura up next on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Hills?
Just about 30 seconds left, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. Regarding Captain Rallo's kids program, I would love to. I have kids in my neighborhood found out I fish, and they asked me to take them fishing. I have, and I've given them setups. But is there an age limit? Because then it strikes me that the fishing license might be an issue if they're 16.
Well, obviously, if they are 16, then a license has to be provided. But we do take kids over 16. They have to have licenses. We do not provide the licenses. So 1 day or 2 day licenses, you'd have to get that. But we do. We have groups that are over, and that's part of the deal. We don't have a problem with that. And so if you want to fill that form out online and send it in, Howard will be in touch with you, and you can go over all the details with him. Or stop by the Rallo booth at the Del Mar show. Howard's going to be there the whole week.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what two lucky callers are each going to win a pair of tickets to Fred Hall Del Mar. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's time for the spectacular 42nd Annual Fred Hall Show, March 22nd to the 25th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest trailer boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Fishing boats, towboats, cruisers, pontoon boats, kayaks, we've got it all. Acres of the finest boats used in Southern California, plus nearly 500 fishing, hunting, free diving, and international travel booths. Over 200 seminars. Enjoy the San Diego County Ford Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, the Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, the Ram Trucks Ultimate Air Dogs, the Daiwa Bass Tank, the Accurate Saltwater Tank, the Mammoth Lake Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Hobie Kayak Fishing Theater, and the Cousins Tackle Seminar Stage, Jack Dagger, the King of Fling, and so much more. Kids free, kids fish free. Join CCA Cal and get in free. The Fred Hall Show, San Diego's Springtime Boat Show, March 22nd through the 25th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by Progressive. Details at fredhall.com.
It's a whale of a show.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. If it's Shimano you're after, look no further. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the largest selection in the show. Talica, Trinidad, Twin Power, Torium, Terramar, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and more. That's Shimano and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
For East Cape fishing, Gen Rin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRin.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts. resorts, so let's go fishing.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or SnapINS. That's SNAPPINS.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the two big winners of a pair of tickets going to Fred Hall Del Mar Show, again, the 22nd through the 25th, that's this Thursday through Sunday, going to John in Fallbrook, as well as Dave in Spring Valley. Guys, congratulations. I will see you at the show.
Yeah, so will I, and Bart Hall and Mike Lummel will see you at the show. Give us the details, guys.
Yeah.
Thursday and Friday, it's noon until 8, Saturday 10 until 8, Sunday 10 until 6, 200 seminars in the 5 days, acres of boats, hundreds of booths, all kinds of family fun activities all day long. You will be entertained with your entire family all day long.
No question about it. Yep. Thursday through Sunday at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, Via de la Valle exit. You can't miss it. Mike, thanks for all you do, and hopefully see you more at the Del Mar show than I did in Long Beach.
Well, that's definitely going to happen.
Yeah, because there's more time, right?
We may get him to have a cigar.
Absolutely.
That could happen. Yeah, for sure. Well, we're looking forward to it, guys. And see us in the Let's Talk Hookup booth. Of course, we'll have, I do have a limited number of all sizes of that deal that sold out at Long Beach of the AFCO travel shirts for $25, regularly $55. We have our Let's Talk Hookup hats and T-shirts, club cards. And just come by, sign up for our email blast, win those great deals. And, of course, Ricky, you'll be in the Fisherman's Landing booth.
Looking forward to seeing everybody.
Yeah,
for sure.
And selling some great deals there in the Fisherman's Landing booth. Just a great time. Come and see us this week in Del Mar. It's going to be a lot of fun. And next Saturday, while we're doing the show, we'll be back in the Mighty 1090 studios with Eddie and Mark from Van Warmer Resorts on Saturday. Next Sunday, Rosie and Adrian from Sedro Sport Fishing will be in the Mighty 1090 studios with us. Thanks to Adam for all he does, and thank you for listening. We'll see you right back here on the Mighty 1090.
Jackie Nava is a former world boxing champion. She thinks that both in politics and in sports, everyone must